We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. A little later on, Al Colquitt's going to try the stand-up humor that we stole from Aziz Ansari.
Nice.
We got the hot seat, and I am delighted and thrilled to have this gentleman on. We have not had him on nearly enough this season. One of the true great football minds in America. Brian Billick from NFL Network, and he is also here for X-Tech Shoulder Pads. Brian, thanks for coming on with us today.
Glad to do it. Been a while.
X-Tech shoulder pads. Tell the people listening why that's a good selection.
Well, for 9 years, we've been talking about this for 9 years. I'm one of the original investors, and we're the number one pad in pro football, the number one pad in college football, for good reason. It's the best pad on the market. It's the pad our young people ought to be in. It's gratifying to see high school parents now getting involved and reaching out via xtechpads.com and Instagram to check out the product to make sure the young people are in the best protection possible. Because that is what X-Tech Pads is.
Sensational. Brian, I am stunned by the news I received this week that you have returned to active coaching as an offensive analyst and advisor to your friend Herm Edwards in Arizona State. What was behind your decision to come back?
Well, you've been telling me to do this for years.
Yes! So yes, I have. Yes.
You know, I blame you guys. Herm, Marv Lewis is out there and kind of in the same capacity that I'm going to serve. He's doing it on the defensive side. Ray Anderson is the AD there. Ray was my agent and lawyer for a long, long time, the whole time I was coming up through college and the pro game. Just good people. And they reached out to me. I coached the Hula Bowl the beginning of the month. Had great fun. Loved being around the players. Mike Smith and I were the opposing head coaches. I had a great staff. How about this? I had Wade Phillips as my defensive coordinator. Mike Tice was my line coach. Kevin Sumlin was my wide receiver coach. Carnell Lake was my DB coach. It was great. And nope. I loved being around the kids. And when Herm and them approached me with what they were looking for in a kind of an advisory capacity, it sounded like fun. It sounded like something to be involved with. So I'm going to go down and see whatever I can do to help them out.
Hold up, Brian. There's 8 or 9 NFL head coaching jobs now. Frankly, your name is higher up than any of all these young guys they're looking at. Maybe next step, go back to head coaching the NFL?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't had lunch with Sean McVay, which seems to be the prerequisite for getting a job in the NFL. So, you know, that precludes me from being. I'm not interested in going back to full time coaching. They're looking for something different now. We've said it for a while. This is the GM's league. That's why we're seeing more and more GMs getting fired, because with that responsibility and also comes accountability. But they're looking to, and as they should, they're looking to piece together when they look at the good programs around, piecing together the right GM with the right young coach and going forward and kind of doing it that way. So it'll be interesting to see how they shake this thing out. There are a lot of jobs out there.
All right, Brian, because I got to tell you right now, you know us in Philly, we're very opinionated. And our defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, has 3 interviews at 3 different cities. And we didn't think he was that good a defensive coordinator. How do you become a hot name now in the job market? How does that happen?
That's a good question. I really don't know the answer to that. Obviously, there's got to be a certain amount of respect within the league and the owners. Like I said, they're looking for the good young talent. The GMs, as they piece this thing together, tend to want to lean towards, look, I'm going to get a good young coach. You just do your guru genius coaching thing, okay? We will lock you in your room, shove your meals under the door. Don't worry about the cap. Don't worry about personnel. Don't worry about anything else. I'll piece your staff together, and I'll surround you with the right people. And so they're, whatever formula they're using, that's kind of what they're looking for.
I don't know. I don't know how much you got to see the Eagles' defense this year. We found it very passive. They gave a lot of yardage away, and that's not a good style for our city. Brian, do you think Gannon's a really good coordinator?
I don't know. I can't say that I watched Philly that much right. this year to see exactly what's going on. You know, you kind of do what you think is best. I mean, you look at Leslie Frazier, who's an outstanding coach. But you watch in that game, and you got to go, what the hell were you thinking playing man or even two man against Kansas City with 13 seconds left?
Oh.
And they just get gashed. But there's a reason for it. You think this, you think, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to orchestrate it. You know, it's interesting, particularly now. I'm going back more in the college game, even though I've been immersed in the film in the college game, getting ready for the draft. It's more about the specific personnel. I'm now kind of diving back into the systems that they're running and how they're doing it, defenses and what's being run. It's kind of fun.
No, Brian, I need to play those 13 seconds out here because we've been infatuated with it. Are you squibbing the kick in that situation to bleed some of the clock?
You know, that's a thought, but also you needed in both situations, whether it was an overtime or obviously they had to go the distance to get the field goal. That is a factor because they had a good, solid field goal kicker. And if you squib it, you'd hate to give up that much yardage. But at the end of the day, you know, early on, Kansas City was not as explosive as they had been because people got into a more passive mode saying, we're not going to give you the big plays to Kelce or Hill. Now, so we're going to make you go 10, 12 plays. Well, they're certainly capable of that. But they got, you know, make them do that instead of giving, you know, because the minute Patrick Mahomes sees man in any form, he's going to go to Hill, because the guy's going to outrun anybody he's up against, or Kelce, because he's going to muscle up over anybody that's on him, or he's going to pull the ball down and run it. And I just can't see why you would play that style of defense against that particular team. It's tough because, you know, you play a more passive zone. Yeah, they can move the ball on you, but I'd like my chances with 13 seconds of them going 80 yards as opposed to giving them a chance to get any kind of man coverage.
Hey, Brian, when you lose a game like that, Sean McDermott, that's with him the rest of his life, isn't it? You replay those seconds forever?
Yeah, that leaves a mark. It does. You know, and they're on a team that has progressed, you know, and they were there to make the next step. And, boy, wasn't that a spectacular game? I can see why the fans, we just didn't want that thing to end.
Yeah.
You know, and why they're sulking for the change in overtime and all that kind of stuff. Just two spectacular quarterbacks, and they're going to be going at each other for a long time. But to answer your question, yeah, that does hang with you a while. And going back and saying, you know, what should I have done differently? Should I have been playing two man in the last sequences? Is that, you know, because you're going to see it again, and that one stings for a while.
All right, now we need you are one of the great offensive minds in the recent history of the NFL, and we have a quarterback situation 2 years in with Jalen Hurts, Brian. There's a big debate about whether or not he's going to be able to do the job here. When do you know? I mean, we're 2 years in and there's still a debate going on. Should you know after 2 years whether you have the franchise quarterback?
Well, I'll defer to one of my mentors, Bill Walsh, who was a firm believer that by about the 24th or 25th start, might be before then, but if you haven't seen it by then, and have the conviction that absolutely, yes, this is the guy, then it probably isn't there. Now, there's outliers with that. We know, you know, a guy like Ryan Tannehill struggles and fails in Miami and then goes someplace else and flourishes. So there's always going to be the outlier. But, yeah, that's the tough one for the organization right now. Obviously, he's done some excellent things, but also he's far enough along. And you also, how many times have we talked about this? It's hard to separate the productivity of a quarterback versus what's going on around him. So, you know, and how much you look at that versus the quarterback itself. So that's always has to be a factor as well.
Brian, we've got audio from NFL Films on the sideline in the Eagles playoff game. Kevin Ross, the cornerbacks coach of the Buccaneers, is informing his players. Hurts can't read the defense. We could take advantage of him all day. 2 years into your career in the NFL, Brian, should a quarterback be able to read defenses?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously the package that you have to have in a unique talent like his, like maybe a Lamar Jackson, you have to recognize, okay, he's never going to be Aaron Rodgers, okay? He's never going to be Tom Brady. That's not what he does. But those guys can't be what he does in terms of running around and making some plays. So you have to find that balance and recognize this is the way it's going to look and then go all in. Obviously, Baltimore did that with Lamar Jackson. We've talked about this before. It's a little bit different. Hurts is an outstanding athlete. I don't think he's quite as explosive as Lamar. Like we said before, I had one scout tell me where Lamar is a tailback playing quarterback, Jalen Hurts is a fullback playing quarterback. So it's a little more physical, a little more along the lines of Cam Newton, which is okay. But that's a different structured offense around it. But yeah, that's part of the equation. You know, you always hear young quarterbacks come in and you always hear the term, well, the game, particularly when they're doing well, the game slowed down for them. Well, the game never slows down. They just begin to see things more clearly. And therefore, it feels like it slowed down. He's better anticipating because he's understanding defenses. Is Jalen, has the game slowed down for Jalen Hurts yet? I don't know.
Wow. Interesting, as always, Brian. X-Tech shoulder pads. If you're out there, you got a kid who's playing football, whatever, you can't do better than X-Tech. And, Brian, we're honored, as always, to have you on. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Sounds good, guys.
Brian Billick with some great insights.
You know, it was interesting what he said about things slowing down. Patrick Mahomes wears some kind of monitor when he plays that monitors his heart rate. Billy, I'm sure you're familiar with this. His average heart rate was 144 BPM during the game. It was higher when the Bills had it and dropped when he went back on the field.
Wow.
That is ice in your veins.
Yeah. And you know what that is? Because he has control. When he has the ball, when he's
But you, Billy, that's something you don't really know till you got the guy, right? He's actually better in pressure situations, right?
Yeah, and then there are guys I used to watch, and you know, when they go to the free throw line, guys that were good free throws, you'd say, all right, they're going to give us one. They're going to miss one of the two in late games just because they couldn't handle the pressure. Then there were guys that would just knock them down.
What were you like? You were good.
I was terrible.
You were?
Free throw shooter.
No, but I'm saying under pressure. You had huge moments and with Duke, right?
Yeah, but shooting-wise, but defensive-wise, pressure didn't bother me because I was just zeroed in on what I had to do.
Confidence.
And I think when what he talked about, I thought about that. When I was a freshman at Duke, the game was going – I mean, it was going fast. And I didn't know when to switch or who I was guarding. And then as, like, my sophomore, junior year, it was like, okay, you're out there watching. I see the play coming. And I think a lot of it is you're not thinking, you're just reacting.
Yeah.
When you're young, you're constantly thinking the game. When you're more mature and more confident, you're just sort of reacting to the game. And I think that's where Jalen is understanding, okay, this is a defense. I know what they're going to do. Let me step back. This guy's going
to be. We need him to do that soon.
Yeah.
Real soon. Dennis is out of life from Mount Laurel. Hi, Dennis.
Radio man. How you doing today?
I'm great, Dennis. What's happening, pal?
Well, I don't want to get – give up three first-round picks for somebody who hasn't had a really good year in a few years. And I'll say that Russell Wilson isn't in top five. He may not even be a top ten. Here I think are the top seven or eight. Burrows, Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
I'm taking all of them before I'm taking Russell Wilson.
I don't know if I'm putting Dak in.
Yeah,
I don't. You kind of you squeezed Dak in there. I'm not sure. You know, he didn't seem as great without Ezekiel rolling off 1,500 yards.
Yeah. When has Russell Wilson won anything lately?
Well, but he was right there. He had a dumb coach that called the wrong play for. He would have had two.
Oh, and Dak has a genius.
Yeah. All right. Well, when has Dak done anything in his career?
I retract that response. Dennis.
I'm not giving up three first-round picks.
No, you're not. But so you're sticking with Hurts another year. We've heard so many different opinions on reading defenses in the last week. Brian's is as high as I could go, and he said, by now you should have a pretty good idea.
Well,
should be locked in.
You had a guy on a little bit earlier who's getting an award who said I'd give him another year.
No, I know that. Well, that's Ray Dittiger.
Ray Diddy, absolutely.
I think Brian Billick would know more. But I could be wrong.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I could be wrong.
Let me explain something.
I could be wrong.
Whoever you talk to last.
Exactly. Whoever you talk to last is... By the way, you said your thing about Barrett earlier, and I said it. You sent me an email yesterday saying how great the interview was.
Right. That was yesterday.
It didn't suit your comment today. What does he know? He's a guard.
Wait a minute. I have new information coming in. You may have a good point, Dennis. I've just listened to Rhea.
Well, Rhea is a very sapient person. That's why.
What?
Dennis, give me a superstar you can't stand.
Has anybody said that jackass Aaron Rodgers yet?
No one did. I've been waiting all morning. I've been giving clues. No one said it, Dennis.
And now he's
on
taken.
The jackass of the month list, too.
And now Aaron Rodgers has been claimed.
Hmm.
Billy, could you give us the list right now of all the people that we can't stand?
Curt Schilling, Tyreek Hill, Kyrie Irving, Dennis Rodman, Carson Wentz, A-Rod, Floyd Mayweather, Ty Cobb, Lance Armstrong, Jerry Jones, John McEnroe, Sidney Crosby, and Aaron Rodgers.
I just want you to know, Billy, you had me at Curt Schilling. 215-592-9494. Who's on the hot seat? And don't go anywhere. Kyle Quinn, Al.
Oh, boy.
With stolen material from top comic Aziz Ansari will attempt to do 30 seconds of Aaron Rodgers jokes before the other show. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time 960.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I love this moment in the show, Al, because we go to the hot seat.
We do.
And day after day, I defer to my good friend, Ava Graham.
What's up?
Today, I said no hot seat.
What do you mean?
I am in charge today. Who am I sponsored by?
Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge.
And today, it's not a hot seat.
No.
It's a love seat. And I pour my heart out to my favorite singer in America, Adele, and her best friend, Ava Graham. As Ava Graham, with song, captures, Al, the entire love triangle between Rich Paul, Adele, and Ben Simmons. Let's listen.
Hello, Adele. Rich Paul destroyed the Sixers. Don't let him get you down. Hello, Adele. Your fans paid stupid money to see you sing aloud. So don't let this relationship ruin all the fun. Hello from Philly. Ben could never shoot a three. And I'm sorry, Adele, for singing your song, but you need to get out before more damage is done. Hello from Philly. Ben Simmons' free throws are scary. Please, Adele, run from Rich Paul before he screws up your career like he's screwing our team.
Hey, the blessing.
Yeah.
Hey. In a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From this day forward, the WIP Morning Show will be featuring a lot of singing from Miss Ava Graham. Thank you very much.
I don't know. Some people weren't happy about it on Twitter.
Social media is a cesspool of losers.
I mean, that
you
is
could you put are... a gaggle of puppies on Twitter and some idiot would hate it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you're right. That's sad. I love puppies.
So Ava Graham, understand what has happened. I was not here yesterday when Rhea understood what was going on and made a big decision.
Yeah.
And I support it 100%. You will be doing a lot of singing in the future. When you can do Adele, you could do everybody. Al, tell her.
I can't.
When
do
you
Adele.
Could do, you just did Adele. You did Adele.
Stretch. I was a stretch. Trust me. I scream, yelling notes is different.
You hit actually. Some high notes.
I got there.
You
I don't
got
know how,
there.
But I got there.
And people, please be free to tell me good things about Ava via my email. Because Ava's getting some nasty social media stuff.
Oh, gosh.
And those are losers. You understand that? Rhea and I, we are both on social media.
Okay.
We realized.
Right.
We don't need negative feedback.
Yeah, right. I have you.
Yeah, and I have you.
He got you, babe. Yeah.
You know, Rhea, maybe we should do that song.
Yeah.
All right, Sonny and Cher.
I got you, babe.
No, I got you, babe.
See, Angel and I don't care about embarrassing ourselves.
No.
You have to get over it.
Don't worry about embarrassing yourself.
Cloudy and Cher.
You know what? You're right.
Wait a minute. You made me cloudy?
Joe Wechter did.
My friend Vicky just texted me. Her husband, Zach's a huge Sixers fan.
Yep.
I wasn't allowed to be excited for Adele's album because of Rich Paul.
Right. Well, that's a problem. The Rich Paul factor has hurt our appreciation of this situation, Billy.
Yeah, only in Philly. She's making pretty good money everywhere else.
But I will tell you this. What's going to be fantastic is album 34 dealing with the breakup of Rich Paul is going to be awesome.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Billy King, if you missed it early in the show, predicted an imminent breakup. You did say that, right, Billy?
Did I?
I thought you
right from TMZ, right?
Yeah, I don't know about
Billy that. Has not been right on all these signings, but he's usually right on relationships. Let's go to Kenny of the Dirty 30. Hi, Kenny.
Billy, what was your heart rate when you said Larry Hughes?
Oh, man.
Kenny,
I got through Andy the Troll this morning, and then you come in and zing me.
That was not Kenny talking. It was the kidney someone else gave him.
Okay.
That's a pretty good line.
That was a good line. That was good.
Sorry, buddy.
What do you got, Kenny?
You know, even before you had this contest today, I put this out on social media. I hate Tom Brady with every fiber of my being. I'm convinced that man made a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
There's no way you're playing this good at 44. There's no way you get all these rings and the supermodel wife and all that money when you're a seventh-round draft pick unless you sold your soul to the devil. I'm tired of seeing him. I wish he would just retire. I want to see somebody else. I hate Tom Brady. I don't care what his stats are. I don't care he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't care he's the GOAT. I don't care any of it. I hate Tom
Kenny,
Brady.
I hate to tell you. You're going to see more of him when he retires. You better hope he stays playing.
Where's he going then?
Oh, he's everywhere now. Oh. Subway.
Kenny, you went through it. He lost then, right?
Oh, my God. I wanted to throw a party. I was just so happy.
you are right that he seems like he got too good a deal. 22 years. And now he's holding a family meeting to determine whether there'll be a 23rd.
Yeah, they're probably down in Brazil somewhere on the beach.
Oh, without a doubt. And his wife's walking around with a thong on, and she looks the same as she did 20 years ago. You're right, Cuddy. I guess he's going to end up in hell, right, because he did a deal?
Yeah, there's no. What else makes sense?
Well, great, we're going to have to talk about him when we get there.
All right, Kenny, let's get Kenny. I need your thoughts because Al's really got a lot of people stirred up this week.
What happened?
Do you have any desire for Deshaun Watson?
No.
Russell Wilson?
No.
Whoa! So you're going young,
Aaron Rodgers?
You want another year? No, he doesn't want.
If we were a quarterback away from being great, then I'm all in. But we need a million different things. We have a ton of draft picks. Let's get some defensive help. Let's get everything else. One more year of Jalen Hurts at his reduced salary. Let's start to build a team, and then we can go for the quarterback. Okay. But not now.
Well, hold on. What if you don't have the draft capital next year? You're not going to have three number ones like you do right now.
look, as far as I'm concerned, we should spend all three of our draft picks on the Georgia defense.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It really should.
Yeah. All right. That, you know what?
Pick any of the 11, and we're good. And, you know.
No, I'd move up. I'd trade one of the picks to move up to get the linebacker. I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd do anything to get him.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Now, here's another thought. Aaron Rodgers is leaving Green Bay.
Yes.
Devontae Adams, they may franchise him, but he's not going to want to stay there.
No.
They have to give up two number ones to sign him. So we give one this year and one next year for a bona fide, absolute stud wide receiver to go along with Jalen Smith, and we still have two number one picks this year.
That was Devontae Smith. Jalen is the only thing that at wide receiver named Jalen is Rager, and we don't like
but
him.
But he'd be good at the third wide receiver.
Rager?
You have those other two.
No.
Yeah.
Kenny, is Rager on your team next year?
Rager's not even my water boy.
There you have it. There you have it. Kenny, name me a superstar you can't stand.
Tom Brady.
Okay. Good. That's a good one. Put it down, Billy.
Well, I know.
Put
I like
it down.
Him.
Willie, Will of God's up next. Hi, Will.
God.
Yo, what's up, Angelo? How y'all living? What's up, Billy?
What's up, Will?
Good God. Yo, first of all, hey, Angelo.
Yes.
Yo, my God. You got to give Ava, like, Ava, listen, lady, you killed it. Because people, I've been on the choir. I've been in multiple choirs, Zion Baptist Church. I've been last time at my church at Tribe of Faith in the National Worship Center, and I've been in plays and everything. But God knows, some people in our choir can't even sing as good as you.
All right, hold on, Will. Will, I just realized something, because you have a lot of connections in entertainment.
Oh, do I?
Could you be Ava's agent?
No, I can't do that because, listen, I'm a producer. I do a lot of stuff. Yeah. Sometimes I do dumb things on purpose just to see how it gravitates to people.
Really?
But I have a lot of beautiful stuff that I ain't put up yet because it's not already copyrighted. Even now, after I get done, you know, I'll probably do a little thing, freestyle, sing a song to Ava. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I got a question for Al. But what I do is I love to dumb everything down because then you find out how people really are.
So there's a whole nother level to what you're doing. You just haven't put it out there yet.
Yeah, but like even now, I'm looking for investors. People who, because a lot of people, they look at me like, oh my God, it can't be this, it can't be that. But then when they find out, then look, as of 2022, I'm coming out hardcore, full throttle, because why not?
I know, I think it's time, and investors, I don't know anybody who has more money than Billy King will. So maybe, you know, we'll leave your number, or Billy will call you later to put some money into that.
I just know one person in the studio had 50s in their pocket. Wasn't Al, wasn't me, wasn't Ava.
Definitely keep me out of there.
Money in my pocket.
All right, Will, what was your question for Al?
All right, well, listen, and back to Ava. Listen, lady, there's going to always be haters out there, so don't worry about that, Dad.
Don't worry, Ava.
Thanks,
he
Will.
Loved your singing.
Thank you, Will.
It's the truth because they're born again idiots. You got people that's always going to talk about you. And now, because of the fact you did what you did, you got to worry about newfound haters that might get mad because you might take their position.
That's right. It's jealousy. Story. What do you have for Al, Will?
Al, and then I got something for Ava. Al, tell me something. As for the Flyers, right, mm-hmm. and their losing streak is where they are, since you know you and Jonesy be playing like that, is it because they can't get along and maybe they became more internet savvy where they talk dirty to each other on the internet and then when they get in the game, they don't want to pass the buck or they don't want to really do
it. All right, Will, I think he's got the question. Al, what's your answer?
I doubt it.
All right. What'd you have for Ava, Will?
Oh, okay, Ava.
Yes?
Listen, here you go. Don't worry about a thing. You always sing. You always bring a new line. So keep on moving out. And don't you never shout. Because you are now tonight a new light. Hallelujah, baby.
Oh,
wow, Will, that was phenomenal.
Very nice. Thank you.
I like that.
I thought you were just the rapper. You're a singer too, Will?
Yeah, and a poet and an actor. You know, I told you I was in the movie Creed. I'm about to do a lot of other stuff. But, wow. You know, I try to keep stuff hush-hush because let people judge a book by the cover. Then when I come out, let's see if they're going to change their thoughts and their figure out sections of how they're going to speak to me.
Well, you're the best, brother. Always great to talk to you. That's Will of God, ladies and gentlemen. Crooning and crooning effectively. Yeah.
Wouldn't you love him to like get some big hit, like just out of nowhere?
I would love that. Would be and I'm not ruling it out.
No, man.
Either.
Awesome.
It would
be unbelievable.
I love people give you a lot of feedback on Will, some positive, some negative. And you know what I say? The borderline between brilliance and insanity is a thin line.
You would know.
Plexiglass.
It's right. You just never know.
I want to know more about the dirty text messages or messages from the flyers.
Well, that's Will. A lot of stuff he says comes out of nowhere.
I know. Yeah.
And you never really know what it means.
What were the dirty messages?
All of them dirty. You might want to look into that.
He scored a filthy goal. Yeah.
The crazy thing is, all of a sudden, somebody's going to see him somewhere on the show. The will of God. People, hey, wait a minute. That's the guy.
Exactly.
There he is.
He has never serenaded Ava before. No. This was a first.
Duet with Taylor Swift.
Jack is on the line from South Philly. Hi, Jack A.
Yo, good morning, everybody. Ava, bravo. Stick with it, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Yo, Ange, I totally agree with Kenny said from the Dirty 30.
Yep.
Hold on to what we got. I think this kid Jalen's going to work on his game. Yo, they're saying they couldn't read defenses. The kid won 9 games. Watch and wait until he sees what he does next year when he can read defenses a little bit better than he did this year.
I hope so, Jack.
Work on his game. He respects the game too much, Angelo.
He does do that. He checks a lot of my boxes, Jack. He's a good kid.
He's going to come back strong next year, this kid. I'm telling you, he's going to come back strong because he knows he left a little on the table this year. Maybe not too much, but he left a little on the table where he could have did a little better.
So you don't want Wilson, even if you could get Wilson, no, Jack?
No, he's a little too old in the tooth. No, he's too long in the tooth, whatever that saying is. No, I don't want him. He's a little too old.
I got you, Jack. Jack, name me a superstar you can't stand.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, I think he was. Was he named?
No.
He was not named. All right, stay right there, Jackie. All right, I got one segment left. Saeed, Lou, Sean, Chris, George, Tom, Bryant, jump on if you want. All you have to do at the end is just give me a name. 215-592-9494. I've been looking forward to this all morning. Mm-hmm. We have decided to feature Kyle Quinn as a stand-up comedian using stolen material from great comics.
Openly stolen.
We're not hiding it. And he will do an Aziz Ansari 30-second riff on Aaron Rodgers when we return. You be the judge. WIP Sports Time, 9:36. Welcome back at 9:41. So it's Monday, Al. Sunday afternoon, Rhea sends me some stuff.
Yes. Okay.
And it's lines about Aaron Rodgers from Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going, these read like a comedy routine. Mm-hmm. Let's get Kyle Quinn and see if he would have any ability to turn it into a little bit of a routine.
Yeah.
The kid never, Kyle, you never did 1 second of stand-up comedy before this.
Not ever.
Oh, he nailed it.
Yes,
you heard it? He nailed it.
Very good.
That got me thinking maybe he could open for Joe Conklin. Conklin, who's always looking for top people to open for him, who he thinks will not be anywhere near as good as Conklin. He doesn't want to get upstaged. So I'm going, now we got to get material for Kyle Quinn. Well, Al, do I look like a comedy writer to you?
No.
Billy King, fight GM, don't get me wrong. Not a comic.
No.
You're a comic?
Yeah.
You want to write material for Kyle?
I told him I'd throw some stuff.
No, I'll tell you. So then I'm thinking, Al, well, we can't write material for him. Conklin won't do it. He only works one day a week.
He doesn't want anybody to be funnier than
tired.
Him.
Tired.
He's got chronic fatigue syndrome or something.
Yeah.
So then I went, wait a minute. Then Joe Wechter this morning plays me a routine by a brilliant stand-up comedian, Aziz Ansari. Love the guy. Hilarious.
Okay.
Great. Not only is his material solid, Al, delivery fantastic.
Okay.
So I played his routine about Aaron Rodgers earlier in the show, and I went, Kyle, let's steal all the material in your 3-minute stand-up act from great comics. We'll cherry pick. If we only steal a little piece from each one, they'll never know the difference.
Oh, God, no.
They'll never know the difference.
No.
So I played this. So we played this thing that Aziz Ansari did. It was great stuff on Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I then handed the tape to Kyle Quinn and said, Kyle, master the timing.
Yes. Yeah.
And you have attempted to do this over the past 2 hours. Is that correct,
I believe,
Kyle?
Successfully, yeah.
All right, Billy, could you judge this for us? Because you're, you know, you're a bigger name than us. You know what you're doing. All right, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, the comedy debut of our assistant, Kyle Quinn.
All right, calm down. He's a football player. He read some articles, got skeptical, did some research. Are we stunned he came to the wrong conclusion? Did we think he was really going to crack the case? You think Fauci was going to be out there like, I just got off the phone with Aaron Rodgers? Poor guy. It's like we're in high school and we're all making fun of the quarterback for doing bad on the science test. You're a dummy, Aaron. You don't know anything. You're a dum-dum.
That was pretty good.
That was really good.
Pretty good.
Kyle, you know, it's almost like Seinfeld.
All right, hold on. Yeah, I got to say something, Kyle. This began on Monday as a bit.
Yeah.
They call this a running bit in radio?
Yes.
It's not anymore.
No.
I think you can do it.
Okay.
Al, you have heard many comedy routines. Yeah. You saw Maniscalco recently.
No, I listened to him, and he's not funny.
He's very funny. You're an idiot.
Based on what you have heard, Kyle Quinn is better than Sebastian Maniscalco, who is selling out arenas.
Yes.
Kyle.
Well.
I got an assignment.
Yeah.
Because I'm really starting to feel this
okay.
now.
Okay. All right.
We're going to put that in there.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
We're going to need you between now and next Monday.
Uh-huh.
To find more material to steal.
Okay.
All right? It's got to be topical. It's got to be sports.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
Because I have a new goal. He will make his debut at St. Titus Church.
St. what?
St. Titus Church on February 5th, which is just a little more than a week away.
Yeah, of course.
All right? So we don't have a lot of time here. That's why we're stealing the stuff.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. But I want you to be so good that Conklin never uses you again because you're too good. Because you're too good. You stole the show from
him. Conklin.com.
All right, Kyle?
Yes,
So listen, Monday, you come to your Uncle Angela and give me more material we can steal. Right.
Go steal.
And the people out there, that email me, if you know a hilarious topical routine right now, don't send me jokes. No.
No.
Oh, no. No. Send me the actual routine, and we will utilize it in the stolen 3 minutes that Kyle's going to do at St. Titus.
Call it this open about stealing material.
It's a little sad now that we're stealing material out of
even
church.
Hide from it. Call it the
might have some, of his own material that you got to come see him.
No,
you never know.
No, no. I don't want him. No. I've worked with Kyle a long time. He has no material.
No.
No. No material.
Not
none. All right, Kyle, go out there and steal some stuff.
We'll do
You can have a whole tour. Steal this act. I did.
Yes, exactly. He could almost, he could bill himself
as
the comic thief.
Yes, that's great.
I love it. Get to work, kid.
All right.
Let's go to Connecticut, Al. Saeed is there. Hi, Saeed.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
What are you feeling this morning, pal?
Well, I would say fire them all of them. I want Jalen Hurts to be out. I want Nick Sirianni to be out. I want Howie Roseman to be out. I want Jalen Rager to be out and Fletcher Cox to be out.
Hmm. All right. I'm with you on the last one, but the guy Sirianni came in here in a 4-win team and got him into playoffs. You want to fire him?
Gosh.
No, because you know what? The guy was in his underwear 2 weeks before the playoff. Do you remember the phone call he had with him? And he said, Angelo, I'm in my underwear. No, you should not be in your underwear. You should be with your play calling, with your players, trying to make. And then he disrespected you and me because me and you love Gardner Minshew. He put him on that team against Dallas with like the third, you know, with the practice squad to make Gardner Minshew look bad. Gardner Minshew can pass. You know, so he really disrespected us. He should not have done
things,
that.
I'll acknowledge. Look, I'm going to acknowledge Sirianni came out small in the playoffs. Very small.
Mm-hmm.
His game plan, terrible. All right? 31-0. I don't care what happened after that. The game was over.
Yeah,
all right? Here's the thing, Saeed. But he showed me enough to come back. That's not even an issue to me. Hurts, I don't think he should come back. But he might end up coming back. But the rest of the guys, Cox has to go. Cox is, I mean, my God, he did not. Did you watch Aaron Donald? Billy, did you see Aaron Donald?
He's good.
All right, is Cox does none of that.
No, there's not a lot of guys do that, but Cox definitely doesn't do it.
When do you know? When do you go, well, I'm paying this guy $100 million. He's not playing at that level. When do you know that and do something about it?
Well, you know, and then you got to figure out how do you correct the problem, whether you can get out of the contract.
Well, in the NFL, it's easy to get out.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah. Well, but the problem is when you do a signing bonus on those big contracts, it gets spread out. When you cut them, it goes up into that cap year.
What if the guy's a great leader in the clubhouse? People look up to him even though he can't play well anymore.
Then you try to restructure the deal.
You do.
That helps him with
his
leadership.
But you saw from Aaron Donald, yeah. I mean, come on. It's not even the same position when Donald plays.
And Fletcher saying he was double team, whatever.
Yeah.
They were double teaming Donald,
didn't
too.
Didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Did not matter. That's a great player. Saeed, who can't you stand who's a superstar?
All right. You know what? This guy actually answered a question that mystified you for the last 3 weeks. His name is Hulk Hogan. He claims that Betty White died because she got jabbed from the vaccine.
He's saying that?
No, well, no, that was disproven.
Yeah.
That was
disproven. All right, that's really.
Yeah, and Hulk.
Ange, I have a savage takedown of the Bills by the Lakewood Police Department in Missouri. They post it. There will be snow tomorrow during the a.m. rush hour, so you know the routine. Make sure your cars have good tread, drive slowly, and give the same amount of room to nearby cars the Bills gave to Travis Kelce with 7 seconds left to get in field goal range.
Rhea, I got to tell you, that thing that happened in that game, you don't come back from that.
That's savage.
You understand? That's why I asked Brian Billick. That stays with you the
forever.
Rest of your life. That says you, in the biggest moment, choked.
Yeah.
He choked.
Incredible.
Billy, you can't come back from that.
No.
Cover the receivers. Oh, my God. All right, we're going rapid fire. You ready, Billy?
Yes.
All right, Lou, who do you hate who's a superstar?
Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens, put him down. Sean from Baltimore, who do you hate, Sean?
Hey, anybody say Adele?
No one said Adele. He hates Adele. Chris, who do you hate?
Ben Simmons. Bingo.
Ooh.
He's already.
What? Was he mentioned?
Nope.
No.
I don't have him.
Oh my God, Chris! No one mentioned Ben Simmons. Oh my God!
Is he a superstar?
Well, that's the question. I brought it up before the show, and I questioned Billy on it. He wasn't sure. He's going to have to know now. George, who do you hate?
Odell Beckham, just like you.
OBJ. OD.
I don't hate him.
No, I don't hate him. Tom, who do you hate?
Not
Angelo.
Yes.
Novak Djokovic.
Novak Djokovic.
He's an idiot.
Al likes him.
No,
tennis.
I like him.
Brian, who
American
do you hate?
One.
Christian Leitner.
Ooh.
Oh, he went for. That's not right.
Well, there's a documentary. I hate Christian Leitner.
All right. Hank, you get last shot.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh.
You hate Wilt Chamberlain?
Oh, yeah.
You are not welcome on this radio. How dare you? Anyway, Billy, are you ready to announce
what are we doing,
the winners?
Top five?
Five.
Five.
Okay.
Yes. Five
number
to
five.
One. Al Morgani has the prize.
Number five gets a WIP T-shirt.
Kyrie Irving.
Number four gets a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra on Saturday, February 12th at 8 o'clock at the Broadway Theater in Pittman.
Ben Simmons.
Slow.
Number three, $25 gift card to the official Eagles Pro Shop.
Lance Armstrong.
Oh, he went bike. Number two, $50 Visa gift card.
Kurt Schilling.
Wow. Number
one.
Philadelphia Eagles. Brandon Brooks.
Kurt's building something.
Brandon Brooks jersey or Lane Johnson jersey. Your choice.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers wins it. Stay till 9 o'clock. Wow. What a cut. Billy, every time you judge, it's better than we've ever done. Thank you, sir. It's time to do a wrap.
All right. Real quick, I did want to say the GoFundMe that my family has decided to donate to from Joe Conklin's show. He's doing a tribute to my dad at the Broadway Theater. We just gave tickets away. That's John Gentile's family who works here at WIP. And John is a very close friend of mine and has helped me out tremendously while at the station. His wife has unfortunately taken a very sad turn for the worst. They have three young boys under 8 years old. I have tweeted this out at WIP Morning Show. Anything you can give to help. John would like to show his wife, Kristen, his beautiful wife, Kristen, that his boys will be in good hands when the time comes. I'm just so sorry, John. The WIP Morning Show line of the day brought to you by AmeriBest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com for details. Sorry, Billy.
Billy, what was your heart rate when you said Larry Hughes?
Oh, was that man. Line of the day?
That was line of the day.
Oh, man.
That was real.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.